President Trump is at the United Nations and opened his speech to the General Assembly today by touting his accomplishments since he took office. He also asserted American sovereignty.
We are standing up for America and for the American people, and we are also standing up for the world. This is great news for our citizens and for peace-loving people everywhere.
Jim Walsh is here and now security analyst. He's with MIT's Security Studies Program, and he joins us now. Hi, Jim.
Good to see you, Jeremy.
Well, and what was your takeaway from today? The president talked about how a strong America is good for the world. He also said we must protect our sovereignty above all.
Well, I thought the speech started off a little shaky and then maybe went off the rails a bit at the end. But in the main, I thought it was a better speech than last year's speech. You'll remember last year he threatened to annihilate another country. Not always a great topic for a UN General Assembly speech. So I think this was more of a mainstream speech. I mean, there were a few head scratchers. He commended Jordan for taking in refugees. I thought that was a little weird. You know, given our own refugee policy, said Yemen was a horrible war, horrific civil war, which it certainly is. But of course, the U.S. is supporting Saudi Arabia in that war and is using American munitions that have killed civilians. So there are times when it seemed a little weird. But again, in the main, better than last year.
And he didn't use the term rocket man to describe the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Of course, they did have their meeting earlier this year. Let's listen to him talking about that.
I would like to thank Chairman Kim for his courage and for the steps he has taken, though much work remains to be done. The sanctions will stay in place until denuclearization occurs.
Jim, are we any closer now to denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula?
Well, it will depend on whether, on the extent to which that momentum coming out of the North Korea-South Korea summit between Chairman Kim and President Moon leads to concrete action. So there did seem to be some progress, some pledges made. There's another summit coming between President Trump and Chairman Kim. But there's still a gulf here. The two sides are saying nice things, but the actions have been limited and are, for the most part, reversible. But I do think the summit between North Korea and South Korea at least sets the stage for possible improvements. And again, as far as the status quo goes, there have been no missile or nuclear tests, so that's good.
Didn't the summit between President Trump and Kim set the stage for that? Why do they need another summit?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe there was some misunderstanding here. Mm. Maybe there were private assurances that weren't written down that have confused the parties. I don't know. I wasn't privy to those conversations. But, you know, tangible proof will be when we see inspectors on the ground. And in theory, that's something Chairman Kim floated as a possibility.
Trump did have harsh words today for Iran. Here's part of what he said about that country's leaders.
They do not respect their neighbors or borders or the sovereign rights of nations. Instead, Iran's leaders plunder the nation's resources to enrich themselves and to spread mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond.
Now, President Trump tweeted this morning before his speech that he's sure that the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani must be an absolutely lovely man. That's a quote.
Yes.
You were with Rouhani yesterday. What do you think's going on here?
You know, I have no earthly idea. He does have a tendency to say nice things about individuals and then sort of beat them with a stick. He did it in the speech with Xi. He said, my good friend President Xi, and then, you know, China, China, China. You know, it was a little confusing on Iran. He was saying they're corrupt and they're meddling in the region. So the last thing we want them to do is get nuclear weapons. So I'm pulling out of the agreement that prevents them from getting nuclear weapons. So, you know, that just didn't add up for me.
Let's listen to one more clip. Here's President Trump talking about the migration crisis.
Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries, make their countries great again.
Make their countries great again. And the country that comes to mind when he says that is Syria.
Right.
How are they supposed to do that without everybody else's help?
Well, I thought that it was rather at tension when he goes on later in the speech and says, we're only giving humanitarian aid to our friends. You know, we're only going to give aid away if people help us. That's sort of in direct contradiction to the idea of humanitarian aid, which is to help poor people or people suffering violence, regardless of what country they happen to live in, mm-hmm. and that presumably would help them stay in their own country.
Trump, of course, was not the only speaker at the UN General Assembly today. Let's listen to a clip of the Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, from Portugal. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
If we do not change course in the next 2 years, we risk runaway climate change. Climate change is moving faster than we are, and its unbridled speed has sent alarm bells ringing across our world.
Alarm bells ringing across our world, but not a topic that President Trump spent time talking about.
No,
today.
I mean, you can judge a speech by both what you talk about and what is left out. Mm-hmm. No discussion of Russia. No discussion of our NATO allies. The only bit there was some criticism of Germany. And no discussion of climate change. Big report in the Washington Post this week that there are Arctic lakes that are acting weirdly, releasing large amounts of gases into the atmosphere that are troubling. Sovereignty is great. I like sovereignty. But if you're going to solve the world's problems, then sovereign nations need to cooperate because no one nation can solve a problem by itself.
When you're a security analyst, climate change is becoming more of a security issue as time goes on. So we will continue to follow what's going on at the UN. Jim Walsh here, now security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Thank you.
Thank you.